is the site leader for the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Dubon, Washington. After serving our country overseas in the Army as an engineer officer, he began a career at Amazon in 2016, driving through the ranks to eventually end up launching the new Fulfillment Center this past summer. Outside of work, Dave loves spending time with his wife, Martha, and his two kids, Jonah and Micah. Dave, thanks for being here. All right, I see you on the mound. Ready to go? Let's see that fast ball here, everybody. Hi, come see. Hey, you have some heat on it.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Las Vegas Aviators. It is game two of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's. Well, we had daytime baseball yesterday, and the Rainiers won. They beat Vegas in the series opener 7-2. Tacoma scored all of its runs on homers, a couple of three-run shots and a solo bomb. Eric Mejia switch hit home runs, one from the left side and one from the right side. And Tacoma now leads the league in hitting home runs. The Rainiers have hit 64 home runs this season. That's the top total in the Pacific Coast League. And looking at the other league, the International League, it is the second highest total in all of AAA baseball. The pitching's been really good for the Rainiers recently, too, specifically the starting pitching. And Tommy Malone hopes to keep that going today. The veteran left-hander makes his fourth start of the season. He's allowed only one run in 10 innings, 13 strikeouts and two walks. He's 1-0 with a 0.90 ERA. But the Red Ears are facing a tough customer on the mound today in Las Vegas lefty Jared Koenig. Koenig has been their top starter and one of the top starters in this entire league so far this year. He is 4-2 with a 2.70 ERA, has tremendous control, keeps the ball in the ballpark, and he's been a big lift for the Las Vegas pitching staff this year. So Jared Koenig on the hill for the Aviators and Tommy Malone for the Red Ears. Red Ears won a fun one yesterday, and they have won four of their last five games. They hope to keep it up here today. When we come back on the Red Ears pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves and transactions right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The Tacoma right here is taking on the Las Vegas Aviators tonight. Game two of a six-game series. Red Ears are going to be here through the weekend, through Sunday, and tickets are available for all the remaining games on this homestand. Visit TacomaRedEars.com for more information. Well, the Red Ears with some roster action today. Danny Young is here, optioned to Tacoma by the Seattle Mariners yesterday. Young has reported he is here today and available in the bullpen today, although manager Tim Fedorovich said that try to avoid using him today and maybe get him in there tomorrow, but we'll see what happens. So anyway, Danny Young back with the club after his first ever Major League call-up. And we also found out that pitcher Adrian Sampson, who was set to be with the Red Ears on a return engagement, we had him a few years ago, ended up getting designated for assignment and was outrighted to Tacoma, but because it was his second time getting outrighted, he was allowed to become a free agent if he wanted to, and apparently he and his agent decided to do that. So Sampson is not joining the Red Ears and, in fact, is becoming a free agent, and I'm sure he has a deal lined up with somebody here. So Sampson not joining the Red Ears this year after all, even though he was with the team and on the roster for a few days there on that last road trip in Sacramento. He's never going to get into a game for the Red Ears this year. So that's your roster rundown. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Looking at the starting lineups in today's game, first for Las Vegas, the Oakland A's AAA club is a game over 500 and managed by Fran Reardon. Leading off playing right field is Drew Jackson, batting second shortstop Nick Allen. Billy McKinney is third, he's in center. Cleanup, Shea Langeliers does the catching. Matt Davidson, DHs, hits fifth. Dermis Garcia bats sixth at first base. Hitting seventh, third baseman Jonah Bride, AAA debut. Batting eighth, second baseman Vimeo Machin, and hitting ninth, the left fielder Christian Lopes. For the Red Ears, who are 16-27, Tip Fedorovich is going to lead off with Eric Mejia in left field, batting second, Evan White at first. Kelnick is hitting third in center. O'Keefe in the cleanup spot, DHing, batting fifth, third baseman Zach Green hitting sixth, Andrew Knapp behind the plate. Alex Blandino hits seventh at second base, batting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy, and hitting ninth, right fielder Miguel Perez. On the mound, Tommy Malone throwing the warm-ups right now. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. As we're ready to start this one, Tommy Malone has finished his warm-up pitches and he is ready to go. Drew Jackson leads off for the Aviators and he stands in. Jackson hitting 260 in 22 games. Right-hand hitter Malone with the first pitch of the game, and it is taken for a ball, and we are underway. 66 degrees, our game time temperature on this warm Wednesday evening in May. The 1-0 from Malone is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, and Malone just barely missing off the edges of the strike zone with these first two pitches. Malone now with the 2-0, and there's a swing and a bouncer foul on the batter's box, so the count goes to 2-1. Our home plate umpire is Jose Navas. At first base, Ben Phillips. Over at third, the crew chief, Brian Walsh. And Navas checking on catcher Andrew Knapp after that last foul tip. Got a piece of the right ear as a receiver. Knapp's all right. Two balls, one strike. Malone with his next pitch. And it is a swing and a miss and a changeup, and the count's even 2-2. This is our second game at Cheney Stadium and eighth of the year using the automated ball strike system. So the computer is calling the balls and strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch is on its way to Jackson, and it is down low, ball three. The computer relays into the home plate umpire's earpiece, whether it's a ball or a strike, and the umpire then makes the call. If you don't know what's happening, you could attend the game and have no idea. Here's a swing and a grounder foul on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Sun poking through at the diamond right now. The slightest of breezes blowing out to center field. Lights have been turned on, but not really needed yet. Got some wispy clouds overhead. It's now Malone with a 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Drew Jackson, and there is the first out of the ballgame. Malone strikes out Jackson, one away, and now Nick Allen will be the batter. Well, Tommy Malone is coming off of some kind of gem in his last start. in which he went five innings and faced the minimum 15 batters. Gave up one hit and got a double play ball right away. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. And Malone, who is building up his pitch count, was lifted after five innings and 57 pitches. A late signing by the Mariners. At the very end of spring training, he throws a breaking ball inside to Allen, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch from the lefty is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Nick Allen, the shortstop for Vegas, known for his glove, hitting 240 for the Aviators with a homer. 2-1 pitch from Malone is on the outside edge for a called strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, and plenty of time for Kelnick to move over there, and he makes the catch, and Nick Allen is retired, two away in the top of the first, and now Billy McKinney will be the hitter. Setting up the Red Bulls defense tonight, the infield is made up of Evan White at first base, Alex Blandino at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Zach Green at first. And the outfield is Kelnick in center. He's flanked by Mejia in left, and Miguel Perez makes the start in right. So here's a pitch down low to McKinney. Rainiers have two outfielders who are a little banged up right now in Billy Hamilton and Marcus Wilson, and they have not yet played in this homestand, nursing some, what I'm told, are minor injuries. So here's one that misses now. 2-0 the count to McKinney. Next pitch coming, and there's a fastball for a strike, and it's 2-1. Pitch coming. Swung on and hit well to right. No doubt about this one. Billy McKinney puts the Aviators on the scoreboard, launching a home run to right field. His second straight game with a home run in this ballpark against the Red Bulls. McKinney hit one out yesterday in the fifth inning. His two-run homer was the only Las Vegas runs of the game. And now he hits one out in the first inning today. So McKinney goes deep. And now the catcher, Shea Langeliers, will be the batter. So McKinney launches one. And he's hit three homers in just nine games since joining the Aviators. And now Langeliers pops one up down the left field line. This is a foul ball. And Zach Green is going to have room. And he makes the catch right near the netting in front of the party deck on the third base side by the rolled-up tarp. Langeliers fouls out to the third baseman. And that does it. Aviators get a run, though, on the McKinney homer. Was the only hit. No errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Las Vegas 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on. Let me grab my friends. Hey, guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Well, Vegas gets on the scoreboard at the top of the first inning with a solo homer from Billy McKinney, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Eric Mejia starts things off, and Jared Koenig fires a strike, and it's 0-1. Mejia, switch hitter, will bat right-handed against the lefty Koenig. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off on the first base side towards the grassy berm down the right field line. So Mejia's behind in the count, 0-2. Koenig with his pitch, and it is inside for a ball. What a day for Eric Mejia yesterday. Two home runs, and he switch hit them. Hit a three-run homer left-handed, and then, actually, that was the solo home run left-handed, and the three-run homer came right-handed. So he pulls a grounder foul now. The solo homer yesterday was the back end of back-to-back home runs with Brian O'Keefe in the third inning. And then the three-run homer in the eighth inning iced the game in the bottom of the eighth. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Koenig fans Mejia for the first out in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring Evan White to the plate. White making the start at first base today as he continues his MLB rehab assignment with Tacoma. Got his first hit yesterday, was 1-for-4. And the pitch is swung on and lined into right field, and there's his second hit. A clean single the other way for Evan White, and he is aboard with one out at the bottom of the first inning. So White strokes one the other way, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick, in seven games since being optioned to Tacoma, hitting .233 with a homer and three runs batted in. Yesterday he had a hit and a walk and scored two runs. Koenig's pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Right, here's one 7-2 yesterday, and all the runs scored on homers. Now the 0-1 is in the dirt for a ball. Team was off on Monday. On Sunday, the Rainiers lost 6-1, scoring the lone run on a homer. So the last time they scored a run without a homer was in the eighth inning on Saturday, or the ninth inning on Saturday, when Mason McCoy hit a sac fly to drive in Forrest Wall. One ball, one strike, the count to Kelnick. And now Koenig with the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Koenig with just great numbers across the board. 40 innings pitched, just 32 hits allowed, only three homers. Has struck out 47 and walked 10. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way. And that's down low for a ball. Koenig currently leads the league in earned run average at 2.70. A few points ahead of Cesar Valdez of Salt Lake. Here's the 2-2 to Koenig, and it is low. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. With one out. Here's the payoff pitch on its way. Runner does not go. It's swung on and looped into shallow right center. This is going to drop in for a hit. White takes second, and Kelnick's aboard with a bloop single to shallow right center. He'll take it. The Red Ears with back-to-back singles with one out in the bottom of the first inning. And Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hit a three-run homer yesterday to start the scoring. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on and fouled away. O'Keefe hitting .333 in 48 at-bats with two homers. Six runs batted in. His three-run homer in the third yesterday off Vegas starter Colin Wiles went to the opposite field here at Cheney. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. Rainiers currently have three catchers on the roster, so O'Keefe yesterday and today has started at designated hitter. Get his bat in the lineup. He's behind in the count here, 0-2. Koenig with the pitch, and it is low. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 swung on and popped up in the air to shallow right center. In comes McKinney and the right fielder Jackson, and Jackson makes the catch, and that is out number two. O'Keefe flies out to Drew Jackson. Two down, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Green's the home Rainiers home run leader with nine, hitting .250 with the nine homers, 29 runs batted in. Vegas with the early 1-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and second with two outs, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch there, strike one. Koenig known for his ability to locate his pitches, move his fastball around the zone, really good changeup. And that was a curve he just threw there to Green. 0-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high. 1-2 the count. Here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and fouled back. Another curve from Koenig, and Green got a piece of it this time and fouled it back. Still one ball, two strikes. Evan White, the lead runner at second, and Kelnick, the trailing runner at first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is swung on, grounded up the middle, fielded at second base by Machine, and he takes it to the second base bag himself, gets the force out on Kelnick, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. Raiders do not score. They had two hits, and they leave two runners on base. We go to the second inning. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this very nice Wednesday evening. And the Aviators do have the early 1-0 lead. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Red Ears. He'll face the slugger Matt Davidson leading things off. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Davidson in 12 games since joining Vegas, hitting .227 with two homers. He swings and fouls one back. Count goes to 0-2. Davidson's already been pretty well traveled this season. He began the year with Reno. In 11 games there, he hit 8 homers and drove in 12 runs, getting himself called up to the big leagues. 0-2 pitch down low for a ball. 1-2. He spent a couple of weeks with the Diamondbacks as a bench bat. Got into just 5 games, had 10 at-bats, but hit a homer. And then they designated him for assignment. He became a free agent and signed with Vegas. He swings and pops one up in the air on the left side of the diamond. And on the outfield grass, Mason McCoy makes the catch. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. So Davidson pops up, and now Dermis Garcia will be the batter. Garcia starting at first base today, hitting .277 for Vegas with 4 homers in 83 at-bats. And the pitch is swung on and hit well to center field, deepest part of the park. Going back on it is Kalnick with room to operate. He makes the catch while crossing onto the warning track out near the 425 sign. And that is the second out of the inning. That's a home run in many PCL ballparks, but not this one. Kelnick gloves it in front of the giant wall. Now here's Vegas third baseman Jonah Bride making his AAA debut today. Just up from AA Midland, where he was putting up big offensive numbers, and he takes down and in for a ball 1-0. He hit .315 with an OPS slightly over 1,000. At AA Midland. Next pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Next pitch coming from Malone, and it is swung on and dribbled in front of the plate, picked up in fair territory very nicely by Knapp, and he throws out Bride at first base, and that does it for the Aviators in the top of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the bottom of the second. It is Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
One nothing Vegas with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Knapp, Alex Blandino, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against Jared Koenig. Well, about that flyout by Dermis Garcia in the top of this inning. Here's one outside to Knapp. He hit it to straightaway center field here at Cheney. Always a bad idea. It's now the 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. 1-1. The stats are in. It had an exit velocity off his bat at 99.9 miles per hour, 30-degree launch angle. He hit it 401 feet to straightaway center field, and it wasn't even remotely close to being a home run. Here's a swing and a liner to right field. Dan Drew Jackson is there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. So Knapp lines out to right, and now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Blandino in his seventh game since joining the Rainiers after being traded from the Giants organization where he had been playing for Sacramento. Right-hand hitter Blandino takes down and in for a ball. Blandino connected for his first Tacoma hit in yesterday's game. In fact, he reached base twice. He had a single and a walk. Now a check swing bouncer up the third baseline, and it dribbles foul. And it's simply a strike. Blandino, former Cincinnati Reds draft pick and prospect in their system. It's back to the batter's box now. Koenig is ready on the third base end of the rubber. And the 1-1 pitch from the lefty is taken down and in for a ball, 2-1. Delivery. Misses for ball three, 3-1. Now this pitch is low, ball four, and Blandino draws the first walk of the game, and he heads down to first base. So he's on. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. Rainiers have Marcus Wilson coaching first. And the pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Zach Vinci coaching third, as he usually does. Now the 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. Here's the 0-2 coming. And it is a called strike three at the knees. And McCoy goes down looking, and Koenig has his second strikeout of the game. So two down. And now Miguel Perez will be the batter. And the pitch to Perez is called a strike. Perez is playing in his sixth game for the Red Ears. He's 2-for-13, including a big three-run home run that spurred a comeback against Reno on the Red Ears' last homestand. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is in for a called strike, 0-2. Perez did not stay with the Red Ears for the trip to Sacramento. He got transferred back to extended spring training, but then upon the Rainiers returning here to Cheney, they flew him back up from Arizona to rejoin the squad. Here's the lefty's pickoff move to first, and back in is Blandino. Miguel Perez, 21-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 0-2 pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And it is a check swing, and he went around. That is strike three, and Perez has struck out, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score at the bottom of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the third inning. Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Vegas leads 1-0. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone on the mound. And he'll face Vimeo Machine to lead things off. And the pitch to Machine is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here's one down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swung on and lined into center field. That's a base hit for Machine, and he is on to get things started in the third. Interesting that Vegas has two hits, and they're both by the only two left-handed hitters in their lineup against Tommy Malone. Las Vegas has seven left-handed hitters on their roster right now, and five of them on the bench against the lefty, because that makes strategic sense. But here we are, the only two hits so far have been off the bats of left-handed hitters. Pitch to Christian Lopes is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the pitch is grounded to third. Nice backhand pick by Green. Goes to second. There's one. On to first. There's two. The right ears tearing the around the horn double play, and they do so very nicely. And then they botch throwing the ball around the infield, but we'll let him slide on that. Nice backhand pick by Green. Goes to Blandino for one. On to White for two. They throw the ball around the infield, and it somehow ends up in left field. All right, two outs on one play. Base is empty, and now Drew Jackson is the hitter. And he swings and fouls one off his foot, and it bounces all the way out to the left side of the infield. And Jackson's limping around a little bit. And right off the top of his left foot. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. One pitch called a strike, 1-2. Now swinging a hard grounder that gets past Blandino and trickles into right center, and thinking about stretching it was Jackson, and he went about a third of the way to second base before putting on the brakes and holding. Rainiers were shifted, and this was hit to the backhand side of Blandino and couldn't reach down and grab it. He did get a little on it and slowed it down. Jackson with a single with two outs. And now Nick Allen will be the batter. Now the pitch grounded towards short. That's handled there by McCoy, and he underhands the ball to Blandino for the force out at second base. Wrapping up the top of the third inning. No run score for the Aviators on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. The Aviators with a 1-0 lead over the Rainiers. Top of the order coming up for Tacoma. Eric Mejia will lead things off against Jared Koenig. And the pitch to Mejia is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Koenig has been one of the top pitchers in the league this year, if not the top pitcher in the league. And he's got a unique background, as here's a swing and a pop fly towards shallow left center, and calling everyone off and making the catch is the center fielder McKinney. Mejia's out, one away. Koenig is, he's really persevered to get here. He grew up in Aptos, California, near Santa Cruz. Went to a junior college, Central Arizona College, got drafted in the 35th round and didn't sign. So here's one outside to White. That was in 2014. And then he played single seasons at Old Dominion and Cal State Monterey Bay. Didn't get drafted either of those years. Sears one down and into White. And he decided he didn't want to stop, so he played independent ball. In the year 2017 alone, he pitched for four different independent league teams. Sears one up and away for a ball. And you can be you're excused if you've never heard of any of these. Monterey of the Pecos League, Salina of the American Association, San Rafael in the Pacific Association, and Birmingham Bloomfield of the USBL. Is that new football league? Now 3-1, the count to White. Did a full season in 2018 in an indie league. Sears a swing and a miss. And then 2019 pitched in the Frontier League, which is a much more established independent league. And he was with Lake Erie there, and he had a really good year there. And that's where things started to kind of work for him. First off, he improved as there's a pitch in for a called strike 3-White. And that is the second out at the bottom of the third inning. Strikeout number 4 for Koenig. He had a good year in the Frontier League in 2019 and got hooked up with a job that winter in the Australian Baseball League. So he decided, hey, why not? I'll go to Australia and pitch in the winter of 2019 to 2020. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Next pitch in there for a strike. And he got scouted in the Australian League, and an Oakland A's international scout saw him, and that led to him signing his first affiliated deal. So now the 0-2 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. So he was set to go to spring training in 2020. He did go to spring training with the A's in 2020, minor league camp. First time he's ever been in an organization, and the pandemic shuts down the entire minor league season. Now a breaking ball is rolled up the middle by Kelnick. That's fielded by Machine. Throw to first in time for the out. Kelnick retired. And Jared Koenig is retired 5 in a row and 8 of the last 9 to come to the plate. We go to the fourth inning of play with the score. Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, we go to the fourth inning of play. Still 1-0 Vegas on the Billy McKinney homer in the first inning. The only run of this game so far. McKinney is leading things off in the fourth against Tommy Malone. Malone into his motion, and the first pitch to McKinney is a breaking ball down low, ball one. Last night, yesterday, it was a day game yesterday, Darren McCacken, who rarely walks anybody, issued 2 walks in his start, and both times it was McKinney who he walked. So here's a pitch in for a strike. That was the first two times he faced him, and then his third time up, McKinney homered off McCacken. And then his fourth time up yesterday, the Red Hairs had a reliever in there. So the next pitch is inside. And that was in the eighth. Patrick Weigel walked him. And then today, his first time up, he's homered. So he's had five plate appearances in this series. He's hit two homers, and he's walked three times. Here's one down low. Three balls, one strike. Next pitch from Tommy Malone is ball four, low and away. Leadoff walk, first walk issued by Malone. And that'll bring Shea Langeliers to the plate. Langeliers fouled out earlier, 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Now the 1-1, fastball outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball there from Malone. And the count is even 2-2. Malone trying to put away Shea Langeliers. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a change. Down goes Langeliers. And Malone has his second strikeout of the game. One out in the fourth, and now Matt Davidson will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league yesterday. In the only other game yesterday featuring two teams in the Western Division, Sacramento beat Salt Lake 3-2. So now the pitch to Davidson is fouled away. Sacramento second baseman Isan Diaz hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the second inning for the Rivercats, and that was enough. It held up for the game. They had a good start from left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch fouled away. And Salt Lake starting pitcher pitched a complete game, Kenny Rosenberg. Because he lost and it was on the road, it was only an eight-inning complete game, but he needed just 103 pitches and went the distance for the Bees. Malone with the 0-2 on its way to Davidson, and it is down low for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Davidson and Malone with back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth. And now Dermis Garcia will be the batter. Garcia flied out to deep center earlier. He's 0 for 1. Oklahoma City doubled up Reno last night, 14-7. Football season down there in Oklahoma. So now the pitch to Garcia is in there for a strike. UW product Jake Lamb hit a three-run homer for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. He's hitting .277 with 11 homers and 32 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball. Oklahoma City outfielder Jason Martin had five runs batted in yesterday. And Michael Bush scored four runs. 1-1 pitch. Down and in. 2-1 the count to Garcia. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 8-3. As Malone's 2-1 pitch misses ball three. Round Rock leadoff man Bubba Thompson had three hits, including a triple, drove in two runs, and stole two bases. Never seen him before, but apparently he's pretty good. Bubba Thompson for Round Rock hitting .329 and leads the league with 23 stolen bases. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two, and the count goes full. Federal Way product Nick Tanelu hit a three-run homer for the Round Rock Express last night. .322 pitch to Garcia. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Malone got him with a change. And after the leadoff walk, Malone strikes out three straight hitters. Wrap it up the top of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. And one man left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is still Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing. Raiders with two hits, both of which came in the first inning. They've not had a hit since then. Brian O'Keefe leads off the bottom of the fourth, and the pitch from Jared Koenig stays outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. O'Keefe flied to right field earlier. And the next pitch is swung on and grounded to short, gobbled up by Nick Allen. And he fires to first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. Zach Green will be next. Well, I was recapping last night's Pacific Coast League action, and I was saving the game of the day for last as Zach Green gets ready to bat. The game of the day in the PCL last night was definitely the Sugarland at El Paso game down at Southwest University Park in downtown El Paso, Texas. That's where you wanted to be in this league yesterday because it was a weird one. So there's one up high for a ball. It was also a long one, but the kind of long game that was entertaining. Series of swing and a miss by Green. Sugarland and El Paso were tied 8-8 after nine innings. So extras, of course, automatic runner placed at second base. Series one down and in for a ball. Each team scored one run in the 10th inning. Each team scored one run in the 11th inning. And then Sugarland at the top of the 12th inning made their catastrophic failure. They did not score their automatic runner. Series one down and in for a ball to Green. And El Paso won it in the bottom of the 12th inning on Brent Rooker's game-winning RBI single, 11-10. It's now the 3-1 pitch. is high ball four, and Green's going to head down to first base with a one-out walk. Second walk issued by Koenig, and now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Now, my favorite part of this game in El Paso, which took 3 hours and 52 minutes, which isn't that bad for 12 innings and 21 runs, is that Brent Rooker, who had the game-winning hit in the 12th inning, was supposed to have the day off. So now the pitch to Knapp is down low for a ball. But instead, Rooker was sent into the game in the 7th inning. He ended up getting 4 plate appearances. He's supposed to have the day off. They sent him into the 7th to pinch hit, and he ends up batting 4 times in an extra inning game. It's a bouncer foul. And on top of that, that was the opening game of the series last night, 12 innings in El Paso, 3 hours 52 minutes. And the two teams had to go back this morning for El Paso's annual school day game that they start in the morning. Now here's one down low for a ball to Knapp. 2-1 the count. Now bouncer foul. Still, well now 2-2 to Andrew Knapp. Playing in just his third game in the Mariners organization. He's 1-for-7 with a homer so far, former big leaguer with the Phillies, and briefly this year the Pirates. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it is a breaking ball low. Full count 3-2 with one out. There's a chance Green might be on the move here. He has not attempted a steal yet this year. Koenig is set. The runner does not go. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. And they got him right there for the second out of the inning. A slider from Koenig, a pitch we haven't seen him throw as much yet today. Strikeout number 5. For Koenig. 2 down for Alex Blandino. And the pitch to Blandino is taken for a strike. Next pitch from the lefty. Up and away for a ball. 1-1. Now this pitch is a check swing. He went around. That is strike 2. Two pitch, swung on and hit foul down the right field line. So 1-2, 2 outs, runner at first base, bottom of the 4th inning. Rainier's down by a run. And Koenig with his pitch that is outside. 2-2. On deck for the Red Ears is Mason McCoy. Here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on, grounded right to the shortstop and fielded by Allen. He slings it to the second baseman machine for the force out there on Green. And that ends the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. And we go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It's Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's 1-0 Vegas as we head to the fourth inning of play here, or the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Tommy Malone has thrown 56 pitches through four. He'll face Jonah Bride, Vimeo Machine, and Christian Lopes here at the top of the fifth inning. Bride, right-hand batter, grounded out to the catcher his first time up. He's 0 for 1, and he takes ball one from Malone. Malone now with the 1-0, and that's a swing and a foul, 1-1. Malone, last outing, threw 57 pitches. He's been building up the pitch count incrementally, 35 in his first game, 41 in his next game, 57 after that, and he's now at 58 in this one. Throws a pitch inside to Bride, 2-1. And there's no one up in the Rainiers' pen. Two-one pitch coming. Swung on, chopped to third on one big bounce. Green has it, and he throws to first for the out, and one away in the top of the fifth inning. Jonah Bride grounds out to third. And now Vimeo Machine is the batter. Machine singled in the third. Vegas has three hits compared to the Red Ears two. And one of theirs went over the fence. Pitch from Malone is low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and it's lined into center field, a base hit for Machine. He has his second hit of the game, a one-out single to center. So Machine is on. He had two hits yesterday also. And now Christian Lopes is the batter. Now Malone's pitch is taken for a strike. Next pitch down low. One and one to Lopes. And this one is a swing and a pop-up foul down the right field line, slicing and out of play. Miguel Perez, the right fielder, went racing over, but it landed in the bullpen down the right field line. One-two pitch, called, strike three, and down goes Lopes, and that is the second out here at the top of the fifth. Strikeout number five for Malone. Two down, and Drew Jackson will be the batter. And the pitch swung on, grounded right to short. Handled by McCoy. Throw it to second for the force out, and the inning is over. One pitch, and Malone takes care of Drew Jackson, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. No runs for Vegas on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Still 1-0, Las Vegas with the lead over the Tacoma Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Mason McCoy will start things off. He'll be followed by Miguel Perez and Eric Mejia. Pitch to McCoy, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Jared Koenig on the mound. Lefty from California who did not get discovered by the nearby Oakland A's until he was pitching in Australia. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Saw that the Australian Winter League is back this year. They were out of action last year. They did play during the winter of 2020 to 2021. You may remember that because that was some of the little bit of baseball that was actually televised during the pandemic year. So here's a check swing on a pitch down low, and he held up in time. Read a story that longtime Major League outfielder and All-Star and World Series champion Josh Reddick is going to play in the Australian Winter League this year, basically for fun. As here's a swing and a miss by McCoy, strike three, and down he goes. Reddick's made plenty of money in his career, but doesn't want to stop playing. He's got kids who enjoy going to the park, and he's actually playing in the Mexican League right now, and he signed on to play for the Perth Heat of the Australian League this winter. So he's going to take his family down there and just have fun in Australia and play some baseball. So here's a pitch in there for a strike to Miguel Perez. Reading that story, it reminded me of the Rainiers' former pitching coach, Jaime Navarro. So the pitch is now grounded up the middle but fielded at second. by Machine, and he throws out Perez, and two men are gone to the bottom of the fifth. And now Eric Mejia is the bat. Jaime Navarro had pitched in the major leagues as a pro for the Milwaukee Brewers, pitched a lot, had a long career. But when his big league time ended, he was still having fun, so he played internationally in numerous countries, including playing in the Italian Professional Baseball League, which he said was the best. As the pitch to Mejia in their first strike. He was in his late 30s, right around 40, and pitching in Italy, where they have games only like 2 days a week and the rest of the time you're off. Here's a swing and a grounder, third base side, fair ball. That's going to be a base hit, possibly more. Mejia takes the big turn at first and holds as Lopes, the left fielder, got it back in quickly. Eric Mejia with a two-out single. And now Evan White will be the bat. So Mejia has the Red Ears' first hit since the third inning. Or since the first inning, I should say. And it's their third hit of the game. And here's Evan White, who's one for two with a first inning single. Koenig is set. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Outfield plays straight away. Second baseman Machine is shaded up the middle but not shifted. And the pitch is up and away to White. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and grounded towards third. Backing up to field it is Bride. His throw to second nearly got away from him, but Machine reeled it in and got the force out at second base. And that wraps up the bottom of the fifth. Red Ears do not score. They had a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
One nothing, Vegas leads Tacoma. We head to the sixth inning, and Tommy Malone pitching deeper into a game than he has at any point yet this season. Throws a first pitch strike to Nick Allen, and it's 0-1. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And this one is fouled out of play. 1-2. There is action in the Tacoma bullpen as a left-hander is loosening up. Now the 1-2 is swung on and lined into right, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Perez plays it on two hops, and Nick Allen has his first hit of the game, a leadoff single in the sixth. So that'll bring Billy McKinney to the plate, whom the Rainiers have not yet retired in this series. All he has done is walk and homer. Two homers and four walks. And Malone is ready. The pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report while the Aviators hit here in the top of the sixth. Now the 1-0 is low for a ball, 2-0. Double-A Arkansas got rained out yesterday. And they're going to play one today and try to play a doubleheader tomorrow. That's the report out of Arkansas. Here's one that misses ball three. The A-ball teams did play. Advanced Class A Everett got a couple of hits and a walk from Noelvi Marte and a two-run homer from outfielder Victor Labrada, but they lost at Spokane yesterday 9-3. Next pitch to McKinney's in there for a strike. And then Loay Modesto beat San Jose 3-1. 20-year-old right-hander Joseph Hernandez tossed 5 2/3 scoreless innings of two-hit ball. He's off to a very good start to his season at Modesto. 3-1 pitch now to McKinney. Swing and a miss. Hernandez 4-1 with a 2.90 ERA for the Mariners low A team. And in 40 innings, he has 48 strikeouts, just 15 walks. Good ratio, especially considering the youth for Hernandez. 3-2, no, a move to first. Breaking to second is Allen. The relay down there is not in time. Allen steals second base. He broke too soon. Tommy Malone threw behind him, and Allen just didn't stop running. He continued on to second base. And Evan White's relay throw down to Mason McCoy was offline, and sliding in safely is Nick Allen with his seventh steal of the season. So 3-2 to Billy McKinney with Langoliers on deck. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Malone threw him a breaking ball, and McKinney fouled it off. As McKinney gets resettled in the batter's box after he fouled that last pitch off his body. Long look in for Tommy Malone. Now he's set. 3-2 pitch coming to McKinney, and it is down low, ball four. So McKinney walks for his fifth time in the two games of this series. And there are runners at first and second with nobody out for Shea Langoliers. And it looks like Malone will face another batter. Time called, and a pitch clock violation has been called on Malone, so it's ball one. Now Malone's pitch is a swing and a miss. And that evens up the count. Now the 1-1, down low, 2-1. Two-one delivery, fouled out of play. Counts even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2 from Malone, swung on, fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swung on and fouled off. So 2-2 the count. And this one is swung on and popped up on the infield, and who's going to get it? Zach Green, the third baseman, does, with the infield fly rule in effect. Langoliers has popped up, and one man is gone in the top of the sixth inning. That's going to do it for Tommy Malone. Tim Fedorovich is on his way out to the mound, and the Red Ears skipper is going to make the call to the bullpen here, I believe. He is not officially indicated yet, but he is indeed taking the ball from Malone. So we've got a break of the action for a pitching change with one out at the top of the sixth inning. Two men on base for Las Vegas. Vegas leads it 1-0.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We are in the top of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is 1-0 Vegas, and the Aviators have runners at first and second with one out. Matt Davidson will be the batter. Right here's new pitcher is left-hander Roenis Elias, appearing in his 14th game. He has no record and a 3.78 ERA. See if he can strand these inherited base runners. Davidson, the batter, and the pitch from Elias is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Malone went 5 1/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, 1 run, but he's responsible for the men on. Walked 2, struck out 5. Another real strong outing for Tommy Malone. 0-1 pitch is swung on, bounced foul off the end of the bat on the first base side. And Elias is ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. So 0-2 the count to Davidson. Elias, the veteran lefty from Cuba, is ready. And the 0-2 pitch is swung on, grounded towards short. Fielded by McCoy, goes to second. There's one on to first. There's two. And Elias comes in and gets the double play grounder. And that closes out the top of the sixth inning. Beautifully done as Elias comes in with two on and one out, facing a dangerous hitter in Matt Davidson. And he gets a 6-4-3 double play ball to wrap up the inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score, Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 1-0 Vegas with the lead over the Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Rainiers with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up this inning. It'll be Jared Kelnick, Brian O'Keefe, and Zach Green to face the lefty Jared Koenig again. First pitch from Jared Koenig to Jared Kelnick is a swing and a miss, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is grounded foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. O-2 coming, swing and a miss, strike three, and Kelnick goes down on three pitches. That is strikeout number 7 for Koenig, who is spinning a three-hit shutout. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And now the pitch is hit high in the air down the right field line by O'Keefe, but playable for the right fielder Jackson, who makes the catch. Two down, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Green is 0-for-1 with a walk. Rainier's down 1-0. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Now this one misses up high for a ball. Now a swing and a high fly to right, and again there's Jackson, and he makes the catch, and that was a very easy three up, three down inning for Jared Koenig, who has really coasted through six scoreless. The Raiders got two hits against him in the first, but since then he has not allowed anyone to reach second base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Well, it's 1-0. Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the seventh inning of play. New pitcher for the Red Ears to pitch the top of the seventh inning. It's Riley O'Brien. And here's his first pitch to Dermis Garcia. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Well, Rowenis Elias faced just one batter and got him to ground into a double play in the sixth. Great job by Elias today. And he turns it over to O'Brien. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. O'Brien is appearing in his 10th game for the Red Ears. 1-1 with a 3.00 ERA. And he's walked 11 in 9 innings, most of them coming in his last two outings. And there's a breaking ball called strike three. Three pitches, and he takes care of Dermis Garcia, and that's nice to see. So one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. And now Jonah Bride is the batter. Bride 0 for 2 today with a couple of groundouts. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike at 91 on the gun. Next pitch on its way. Swung on it, fouled out of play. There's strike two. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Foul tipped at the plate. Breaking ball from O'Brien, and Jonah Bride got a piece of it. The 0-2 is not a strike, much to the surprise of the Rainiers and catcher Andrew Knapp, who was out of his crouch, ready to throw it around the horn. 1-2 the count. And the next pitch is swung on and tapped towards short. That's handled by McCoy. Throws it to first for out number two at the top of the seventh inning. And now Vime Almachine will be the batter. Machine has two hits today, 2 for 2. BYU. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder to second. That's handled by Blandino. Throw to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. And Riley O'Brien, who had trouble finding the strike zone in his last two outings, comes in today and throws nothing but strikes and retires the side here in the top of the seventh inning. It's the stretch with the score, Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
It's the seventh inning stretch. Red Ears down one zip. Andrew Knapp leads things off at the bottom of the seventh against Jared Koenig, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Koenig has thrown 87 pitches now. So it seems like the Rainiers will get a chance to see the Vegas bullpen at some point. Next pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Koenig's season high for pitches is 99, and he's done that twice. Now a swing by Knapp and a foul hit down the right field line. Out of play. 1-2 to Andrew Knapp. Rainiers now with Matt Brash warming up at the bullpen. There's the 1-2 to Knapp, and it is fouled off on the first base side. Still 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses for a ball, 2-2. And now, fastball inside, ball three. So, full count, 3-2. And the payoff is down and in, ball four, leadoff walk. And Knapp will head down to first base. Just the third walk issued by Koenig today. See if the Red Ears can turn it into something. Alex Blandino now the batter. And the Vegas bullpen goes in action for the first time today. Looks like left-hander Sam Selman is the first man up. Here's the pitch from Koenig to Blandino, and this misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Grounded foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. Knapp being held on at first by Garcia. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Blandino, and there's the first out in the bottom of the seventh. Strikeout number eight for Koenig. And now Mason McCoy will bat. He's had a tough time with Koenig tonight, striking out in both plate appearances. And the pitch. Misses for a ball. Now the 1-0. Swung on and popped up foul and giving chase Garcia, but he runs out of room. This is going to land in the box seats. Right down at the very end on the first base side. So an even count to McCoy. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Reineers have not had a runner reach second base since the very first inning. They've had only one hit since the first inning. They've had a couple of walks, three. Haven't been able to get anyone to second, though. Here's the 1-2 from Koenig, and it is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Koenig's about to hit 100 pitches for his first time this season. Well, he just did. The last one was number 100. Here's the 2-2 on its way. And it is swung on and fouled off. Still 2-2. Now the pitch. Down and in, ball three. And McCoy has worked a full count. On deck for the Red Ears is Miguel Perez. So three balls, two strikes. Knapp at first with one out. And the pitch is swung on and popped up behind first base. Tracking it is Machine, the second baseman on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. And McCoy is out number two in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now it's decision time for Las Vegas manager Fran Reardon. Koenig is at a season high, 103 pitches, 104 pitches. Two outs in the seventh. Do you let him face another batter? He's got Salmon in the bullpen, but he is going to leave him in. So Koenig will face Miguel Perez. And the pitch is inside, and it brushes back the young outfielder. That is ball one. Now here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Perez put a rip on that one and came up empty. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. And Now Perez steps out of the box for a moment, calling time. Now he's ready to hit again. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch from the lefty is on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Perez has struck out, and the inning is over. Nine strikeouts for Koenig. That closes out the seventh. He tosses seven scoreless today. I'm sure he's done now. We go to the eighth inning. It is Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the eighth inning, and the Red Ears are trailing Las Vegas 1-0. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Brash, comes in on in relief of Riley O'Brien, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down, 1-strikeout seventh inning. Brash looking to bounce back from a rough outing his last time on the hill on Sunday in Sacramento. Brash, the hard-throwing righty, will face Christian Lopes, Drew Jackson, and Nick Allen. Now Brash into his motion of the pitch. Is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Brash has the great velocity and tremendous movement on his pitches. There's the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. But hasn't really harnessed the command yet here during his shift to the bullpen, which is what's going on during his time with the Rainiers. He's always been a starter until now. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. Count goes to 1-2. Since being optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners, Brash has pitched in five games prior to this one. No record of 7 ERA in 9 innings. Only 6 hits allowed, but 3 homers. 7 runs scoring on 9 walks and then a whopping 16 strikeouts. 1-2 to Lopes is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Now, the next pitch is 2. Well, a check swing appeal, and he held up in time. So, yeah, 2. 2-2. Now the 2-2. Bounced back to the mound. Brash handles that one, and then a easy toss over to Evan White at first for the out, and one man's gone in the top of the eighth. So Brash handles the comebacker. as this one was bounced right back to him by Christian Lopes. And now Drew Jackson will be the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Next pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. And the 0-2 is fouled back. Tommy Malone started for the Red Ears, continued the Red Ears' trend of outstanding starting pitching. Now the 0-2 outside for a ball. With Malone's contribution added today, now Tacoma starters in the last six games have pitched 31 and a third innings and allowed only four runs. And the next pitch is a check swing, strike three. He went around and down goes Drew Jackson, and another strikeout for Matt Brash. His first today, two outs at the top of the eighth. And now Nick Allen will be the batter.
Shortstop, Nick Allen.
Allen, 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a foul hit down the left field line. 0-2 the count. See if Brash can put away another one. Next pitch fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 from Brash. Swung on and hit solidly foul down the right field line. Still no balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 check swing, and he did not go around. 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Down goes Allen, and Matt Brash bounces back from his last game by retiring the side in order here in the eighth inning. Three up, three down with two strikeouts. Very nice recovery from a rough day in Sacramento his last time out. Let's see if the Red Ears could get some offense. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you. by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Raiders trailing 1-0. And the new pitcher for Vegas is Sam Selman, the veteran left-handed reliever. Eric Mejia stands in. First pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Well, the Raiders are just happy to not be facing Jared Koenig anymore. So now the 0-1 is fouled back. Koenig went 7 shutout innings of 3-hit ball. Walked 3, struck out 9, and the Raiders advanced a runner to second base against Koenig just one time. And it was all the way back in the first inning. So the Raiders open for some better results against the Aviators bullpen. Although Selman's having a nice year. 0-2 pitch is fouled out of play. This is Selman's 11th appearance. He has no record. 3 saves, a 1.42 ERA, and 12 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 17 and walked just 8. And it's possible he could be in line for a 2-inning save if that's the way it goes. And the next pitch to Mejia is a called strike 3 on the outside edge, the very outside portion of the automated strike zone, and one man is gone in the 8th. Now Evan White will be the batter. White's 1-for-3 with a single. Still in the game in the 8th. This is the longest he has played in a game on this rehab assignment. Usually comes out after 6 innings. Not today, though. He takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch over for a strike. These two teams, Major League affiliates, played each other today, wrapping up the 3-game series at T-Mobile Park. The A's beat the Mariners 4-2 and won the series 2-1 as White fouls one off. Robbie Ray started for the Mariners. He allowed a solo homer to Seth Brown and a 2-run shot to Elvis Andrews. Paul Blackburn for the A's tossed 5 1/3 scoreless innings. Here's one inside to White. And the A's turned 4 double plays. Now the 2-2 pitch down and in ball 3. So with that win, the A's passed the Mariners in the standings, and the M's are in last place in the AL West, which I didn't think we would be saying in a sentence this season, as the next pitch to White is outside for a ball, and he heads down to first base with one out. Now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Mariners are off tomorrow. That's a good thing, and they've got to play Houston starting this weekend with Verlander on the mound on Friday, so that's not going to get easy or anything, but maybe the day off will help. Here's a pitch to Kelnick, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. White, the tying runner at first with one out. Shift on for Kelnick. Next pitch in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Rainier's down 1-0, one out at the bottom of the 8th inning. Jared Kelnick facing a tough lefty here in Sam Selman. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted in the air to right field. Lining it up is Drew Jackson, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning, and Kelnick just got under that one a smidge. So 2 down, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0 for 3, two flyouts and a ground out. Pitch from Selman is swung on and fouled back. Strike one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And this one is inside, and it hit him. The 0-2 pitch got away from Selman, and it drilled O'Keefe. So he heads down to first. White is at second. And there are two on with two out for Zach Green. Well, the Red Ears have a runner in scoring position for the first time since the first inning. And they actually have the go-ahead runner on base now in O'Keefe at first with two outs at the bottom of the eighth inning and Zach Green at the plate. The pitch from Selman is down low for a ball. Red Ears have had just three hits today. What a time this would be to get their first extra base hit of the night. The 1-0 swung out in line towards left field on the move. Lopes, he can't get it. It's over his head up against the fence. White scores. O'Keefe comes to third, stops there, and in at second base with a double and an RBI is Zach Green, and the Red Ears get that extra base hit, and they have tied the game 1-1. Selman threw a breaking ball that got too much of the heart of the plate. And the drive from Green to deep left just barely eluded Christian Lopes. So Green with the RBI double. We're tied up 1-1. Let's see if Andrew Knapp could keep it going with two outs. He's 0 for 2 with a walk today. Switch hitter bats right. And the pitch from Selman is a fastball off the plate. Ball one. Knapp lined out to right field his first time out. Since then, he has struck out and walked. The 1-0 pitch to Knapp is swung on and hit in the air, foul down the right field line. So the Red Ears have tied it up with a run here in the eighth. Down the line from third is O'Keefe. Green at second. The 1-1 to Knapp is up and away. Two balls, one strike. First base is open. Blandino is on deck. Here comes the 2-1. And it is a breaking ball outside. Ball three. Well, the walk would load them up for Blandino. Vegas has a right-hander warming up in the pen. Three balls, one strike to Knapp. And the pitch. Breaking ball called a strike. Hit the outside edge. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch on its way. Swung on, line towards right. Coming in on it is Jackson. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears tie it up with a run at the bottom of the eighth inning on Zach Green's two-out RBI double. Was the only hit of the inning. There were two runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Las Vegas 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for
for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco's cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the ninth inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas all tied up 1-1. The Red Ears just tied this game in the bottom of the eighth with the two-out RBI double off the bat of Zach Green. So the Red Ears bring in left-hander Nick Margaviches to pitch the top of the ninth, on in relief of Matt Brash, who had a three-up, three-down, two-strikeout eighth inning. Margaviches on to face Billy McKinney, Shea Langeliers, and Matt Davidson for the Aviators at the top of the ninth. McKinney stands in, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Dangerous hitter to lead off the top of the ninth for Vegas. McKinney has not made an out in this series yet with five walks and two homers. Next pitch outside for a ball. Margaviches at his second relief appearance for Tacoma this year. The 1-1 pitch outside, two balls, one strike. Right here's also briefly had Matt Cook warming up in the bullpen in the bottom of the eighth and then sat him down, and Margaviches came in instead as the next pitch is in there for a strike. Counts even, 2-2. Margaviches does have the left versus left advantage on McKinney. Now the 2-2 swung on and lined the other way and into left field. That's a base hit, and McKinney is aboard yet again. A leadoff single in the ninth. So Las Vegas gets the leadoff man aboard. And now Shea Langeliers will be the hitter. Langeliers has popped up twice and struck out. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Four more games left on this homestand through Sunday. We've got 7.05 p.m. games coming tomorrow and Friday. And then a 5.05 start on Saturday and a day game at 1.35 on Sunday. Next pitch swung on and hit high in the air to shallow center. Trotting in is Kelnick, and he's there to make the catch, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. So Langeliers flies to shallow center, and now Matt Davidson is the hitter. Davidson has popped up, struck out, and hit into a double play. Margaviches is set, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. Right here's tomorrow night. We'll start right-hander Connor Wade against Adam Aller from Las Vegas. 0-1 pitch hit in the air towards right field. Perez back a few steps and makes the catch shy of the warning track. And Davidson is retired. Two away in the top of the ninth inning. And that'll bring Dermis Garcia to the plate. In the bottom of the ninth, the right here scheduled hitters are Blandino, McCoy, and Perez. Garcia, the batter now, right-hand power hitter, and he swings and misses at the first pitch there, strike one. Vegas has right-hander Parker Markel warming up at the pen, a former Rainier. 0-1 pitch, bounced foul in the home plate area. That is strike two. Vegas scored in the first inning when McKinney homered. Rainier's just tied it in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 now in the top of the ninth. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to shallow center. Racing it is Kelnick, and he has to play it on a hop. It's a base hit for Garcia. McKinney advances to second and stops there, and now Vegas has the go-ahead runner in scoring position at second base after this bloop single off the bat of Dermis Garcia. So Jonah Bride, who is in his AAA debut for Vegas, will bat with two on and two out in the ninth. And the Rainiers catcher, Andrew Knapp, goes to the mound to talk to Margavichus for a moment. And I'm sure they're going to review the signs a little bit with the runner at second and discuss how they're going to pitch to Bride. Conference breaks up. Bride is grounded in the infield all three times he has batted in this game. It's his AAA debut. They moved him up after he was hitting 315 with four homers this year for AA Midland. Pitch is a fastball called a strike at the knees, 0-1. Rainiers won the opener of this series yesterday and have won four of their last five games overall. Now the 0-1 pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. Rainiers were getting shut out for the first seven innings today, but just tied it with a run in the bottom of the eighth. Now Margavichus with the 1-1 pitch, and it's down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Two on, two out, top of the ninth inning. Margavichus comes set. And the pitch is swung on and popped up to shallow right. Long run for Miguel Perez, and he dives, and so does the first baseman White. They collide. The ball gets loose. Two runs are going to score. Ending up at second base is Bride, and now there's a lot of concern out there in shallow right field down to the line where Perez and first baseman Evan White collided in pursuit of that flare that was hit. And White is up on his knees now. Perez still on the ground. And it looked like Perez bumped into the knee of White. And both of them took a shock to the system. And they're both up on their feet now. And White and Perez are being checked on by the Rainiers trainer, Michael Feliciano, and manager Tim Fedorovich is out there as well. And White seems to be all right. And now they're double-checking on Perez. Wow, scary moment. Little flare down the line here. White with his back to home plate. Perez racing as fast as he can. They both dived for the ball. Neither of them got it. Perez ended up hitting his head against Evan White's knee. And they were both down for a little bit, but it seems like everyone's okay and is going to at least remain in the game for now. Well, that's a test for Evan White on a rehab assignment. Meanwhile, Las Vegas has taken the lead with a two-run double off the bat of Jonah Bride. That's his first AAA hit. A flare that falls in right field, tight to the line, and ends up scoring a couple of runs after a collision between two Tacoma defenders. And now Vimeo Machine will hit for Las Vegas. So the Aviators lead 3-1. Machine 2-for-3 today. Couple of singles against the Red Ears starter, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. There were two outs and a runner at first, and Garcia singled to shallow center, and then Bride hit that bloop double down the line, and Vegas now leads 3-1. Here's a swing and a foul out of play off the bat of Machine. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 coming from Margavichus. And it's a breaking ball over for a called strike, 1-2. Well, the Red Ears are going to need to rally in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Fastball up high, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 2-2. So an even count. And now the 2-2 once again from Margavichus is swung on and hit up the middle where it's caught by the shortstop McCoy for the final out of the inning. Machine lines to short, and that does it for Vegas, but they rally for two runs in the top of the ninth inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 1.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears trail 3-1. New pitcher, new left fielder for the Aviators. The new pitcher is Parker Markell, and the new left fielder is Vince Fernandez. Fernandez bats in the number 9 spot, replacing Christian Lopes. So Markell in to pitch. Alex Blandino stands in. First pitch is a fastball called a strike. Markell, strikeout machine, 3-0 with a 2.12 ERA this year in his 16th appearance. 17 innings pitched, 23 strikeouts, 9 walks this year. And there's the slider for a swinging strike, and it's 0-2. Markell, a former Rainier, can bring it in the mid to upper 90s on the gun, and then has a very good slider. Control issues sometimes get him, though. But he just got ahead of Blandino. No balls, two strikes. And Markell now with the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled, foul down the third baseline. Still no balls, two strikes. Take another look at this one. We see where the ball went on this. Very close. Just to the left of the bag. The umpire, Brian Walsh, was right there. No balls, two strikes. And Markell's next pitch, and it's outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and one man is gone in the ninth. Mason McCoy now the batter. McCoy is 0 for 3 tonight. 3-1 Vegas. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 coming from Markell. And it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2 on its way from Markell. And that's a swing and a miss, strike three. And Parker Markell with back-to-back strikeouts. And the Rainiers are down to their last out. And Miguel Perez is going to hit for himself here after that scary-looking collision with Evan White. In shallow right, type to the line, the top of this inning on the play that ultimately brought in two runs. But everyone stayed in the game. And, in fact, White's not on deck, but he's in the hole, and he's standing on the top step of the dugout with a bat in his hand. So that's good news. Everyone's ready to stay in the game, at least. First pitch to Perez is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, low and away for a ball, 2-0. Rainier's down to their last out, but can get the tying run to the plate with just one base runner. Now the 2-0 is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Rainier's down by a couple of runs. And Markell with his pitch, swinging a foul. Perez stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball called, strike three, and that's the ball game. Parker Markell strikes out the side in the ninth inning, and the Red Ears drop this one by a final score of 3-1. Well, they got shut out for seven by Jared Koenig, rallied to tie the game with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, only to see Vegas get two bloop hits to lead to two runs in the top of the ninth, and the Aviators win it 3-1, the final score. We'll recap tonight's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, it's also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, the Red Ears run the gamut of emotions in the eighth and ninth innings, but end up dropping this ball game to Las Vegas. 3-1, the final score tonight here at Cheney Stadium. Really good pitcher's duel for the majority of this game. Tommy Malone making the start for the Red Ears. He's been outstanding this year. And he was locked up with Jared Koenig of Las Vegas, who you could argue has been the best starting pitcher in the league this year, and both the starters were outstanding. Right in the first inning, though, with two outs, Tommy Malone left a pitch out over the plate to Billy McKinney, and McKinney of Las Vegas roped it for a no-doubt-about-it home run to right field, and Vegas was up 1-0, but that was the only run of the game until the eighth inning, as Malone ended up tossing 5 1/3 scoreless innings, and Koenig pitched seven shutout innings for Vegas. In fact, the only threat the Rainiers had against Koenig was in the bottom of the first inning when, with one out, Evan White and Jared Kelnick had back-to-back singles, putting runners at first and second. But Koenig got out of that, and for the rest of the time that Koenig was on the mound, no Tacoma base runner reached second. No one could get past first, as he was very tough today. Koenig went seven scoreless, allowed three hits and three walks while striking out nine. Malone, in the sixth inning, allowed a single and a walk, got Shea Langeliers to pop up for the first out of the inning, and with a dangerous slugger, Matt Davidson, at the plate, and Malone having thrown a season-high 84 pitches, The Red Deers went to the bullpen, brought in Roenis Elias, and Elias did a terrific job today getting Matt Davidson to ground into a 6-4-3 double play and putting an end to the top of the sixth inning. Really nice job by Elias today to get out of that jam. So we got into the bullpens at that point, and the Red Deers pen was outstanding, including some big bounce-back outings, scoreless three-up, three-down innings from Riley O'Brien and Matt Brash. The Red Deers finally got to see a Vegas reliever in the eighth inning, Sam Selman. And with one out, Evan White walked. And then with two outs and on an 0-2 count, Brian O'Keefe was hit by a pitch. That was costly for the Aviators, because it brought Zach Green to the plate, and Green drove the ball over the head of the left fielder, Christian Lopes, for an RBI double. It brought in Evan White, tied up the game 1-1. Left runners at second and third for Andrew Knapp, but Knapp flied out to right field, ending the inning. So we went to the ninth. The Red Deers brought in Nick Margavichus to pitch the top of the ninth inning in a tie game. He allowed a leadoff single to Billy McKinney. Retired the next two hitters. Looked like he was going to get himself a scoreless inning. But Dermis Garcia, a power hitter, hit a fly ball to shallow center. And the Red Deers outfielders, including Kelnick, the center fielder, they were playing deep. And Kelnick had to run a long way. He couldn't reach it. It fell in for a bloop single. And then the play of the game, Jonah Bride, the next hitter, in his AAA debut, hits a flare down the right field line, tight to the foul line. The Red Deers first baseman, Evan White, went out. The young right fielder, Miguel Perez, came running in. They were both going as fast as they could, and they both dived for it. Neither of them caught it. They collided. Perez banging his head against Evan White's knee. The ball got loose. Two runs scored. Both players were down for a while. Vegas had a 3-1 lead, and we are very fortunate that both Perez and White are okay and, in fact, stayed in the game and were ready to hit, or did hit in Perez's case, in the ninth inning. But that ended up being the game's deciding play. The two-run bloop double off the bat of Jonah Bride, because Parker Markell struck out the side at the bottom of the ninth, and Vegas wins it 3-1, the final score. Here are the final totals for Las Vegas. Three runs, eight hits, no errors. They left five on base. For the Red Deers, one run, four hits, no errors. They left eight on base. Winning pitcher is Sam Selman. He's 1-0. The save to Parker Markell, his first. Taking the loss is Margavichus. He's 0-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 23 minutes. The attendance, 3,359. With the win, Las Vegas is now 23-21 on the year, and Tacoma falls to 16-28. Game three of this six-game series is tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. Connor Wade starts for the Red Deers against Adam Aller for Las Vegas. We'll be on the air with a pregame show starting at 6:55. Aviators win at 3-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least six per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Vegas beats Tacoma 3-1, the final score today at Cheney Stadium. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Starting with the Mariners, who had a day game today against the Oakland A's, and it was the rubber match of the three-game series. And Oakland won it. They beat the Mariners today 4-2. getting a couple of home runs off Mariners starter Robbie Ray. Seth Brown hit a solo shot, and Elvis Andrews a two-run bomb. And the A's win it 4-2, the final, behind the pitching of Paul Blackburn, who went 5 1/3, scoreless innings of one-hit ball. He improves to 5-0 on the year. And Ray takes the loss. He is 4-5. Mariners hit into four double plays today. They have dropped 8 of their last 10 games. Elsewhere in the American League, it took 10 innings. The Tigers beat the Twins in Minnesota 4-2. It was tied 2-2 after 9. Jamer Candelario hit a two-run homer at the top of the 10th for the Detroit Tigers, his fourth of the season. The Yankees shut out Baltimore 2-0 in New York. Starter J.P. Sears, a reliever, making his first major league start. 5 scoreless innings to get the win as the Yankees pitched a combined 5-hit shutout. J.P. Sears was drafted and developed at the beginning of his career by the Mariners, traded to the Yankees for reliever Nick Rumbelo, and now Sears is pitching well in the big leagues for New York. And the Astros beat the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 in Houston. Christian Javier with 5 2/3 innings, 9 strikeouts, no earned runs allowed. He picks up his third win of the year for the Astros. In the battle of the colored Sox, the White Sox lead the Red Sox 3-1. They're in the top of the 9th inning in Chicago. Jake Berger with his third home run of the year for Chicago. And the Rangers have a 4-1 lead over the Angels. That game is in Anaheim. They are in the top of the 7th inning. Rangers Cole Calhoun and Mitch Garver have both homered today. One interleague game today, the Tampa Bay Rays scored 5 runs at the bottom of the first inning against the Marlins and held on barely. They won 5-4, and the Marlins had the bases loaded in the ninth before the Rays closed it out. So Tampa wins 5-4. Drew Rasmussen gets his 5th win as he went 5 innings today in the starting role for the Rays. And now for our National League scoreboard, Pirates blast the Rockies 10-5 in a game that Pittsburgh was trailing 5-2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. Rookie Jack Sawinski hit a 3-run homer to tie it up, and then later Ben Gamel singled in the go-ahead run, and they kept on tacking on after that. Giants ripped the Mets 9-3. Evan Longoria hit 2 homers and drove in 4. Jock Peterson, who hit 3 home runs last night for San Francisco, hit another one today. So that's 4 homers in 2 days for Jock Peterson, who now has 11 on the year. Nationals beat the Dodgers in D.C. 1-0. Eric Fetty and 3 relievers combined on a 6-hit shutout. Fetty went the first 6 innings to earn his third win of the year. Brewers edged the Padres in San Diego 2-1. Yu Darvish of San Diego carried a 1-0 lead into the 7th inning, and then the Brewers rallied for 2 runs. Tyrone Taylor had the go-ahead sack fly for the Brew Crew. The Reds hold off the Cubbies 4-3 in Cincinnati as Joey Votto homered and added a 2-run triple to help the Reds beat the Cubs. And the Braves doubled up the Phillies 8-4 in Atlanta, as Dansby Swanson had 4 hits, including a homer, and drove in 2 runs to lead the Braves' attack. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears lose to Las Vegas 3-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, tough one for the Red Ears today. Vegas wins 3-1. The Red Ears got a first-hand look at the guy who's been arguably the best pitcher in the league this year, Jared Koenig, for 7 shutout innings. And then the Red Ears rally to tie it in the 8th against the bullpen, only to see Vegas win it with a pair of 2-out bloop hits in the 9th. And Vegas evens up the series at a game apiece with the 3-1 win today. Yesterday, the Rainiers scored 7 runs. They hit 3 homers. 2 of them were 3-run homers. Today, just 4 hits and 3 singles and the 1-2-out double in the 8th by Zach Green that brought in the lone run. So not a lot of offense today. Really good pitching again from Malone and the bullpen as well. Margavichis, who ends up taking the loss, he didn't throw badly. He didn't get hit hard or anything. It just was unfortunate there in the 9th. So Vegas ends up taking it 3-1. Scores today in a day game in El Paso. The Chihuahuas nipped Sugar Land all over. It was an attack of Chihuahuas. El Paso had 17 hits and beat Sugar Land 16-8. Little dogs running all over the place. Round Rock holds off Albuquerque 7-2 at Isotopes Park. Reno and Oklahoma City got rained out in Oklahoma. And Salt Lake has a 5-0 lead at Sacramento in the 8th inning. Matt Theis with a tape measure 3-run homer in the first inning for the Bees in that one. Well, the Red Ears will try to get them tomorrow in Game 3 of this series at 7:05 p.m. Connor Wade will be on the mound. He is the reigning Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week for his 6 scoreless innings last week at Sacramento, in which he gave up just 2 hits. He is on the mound tomorrow for Tacoma against Adam Aller of Las Vegas. Aller's been back and forth between AAA and the big leagues this year already. That game's at 7:05 tomorrow night. Tickets will be available at the gate. And you can also tune in right here for the broadcast. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 1. Have a great night.